Hello and welcome to episode 88. That's right, you're gonna see some serious shit in this podcast, folks.
Oh my god.
You know, I have to make that joke every episode. I don't care what episode 88 it is, I make that joke every time. And considering, well, actually next week or this week, yeah, or at some point, there's going to be time travel. So, I am, of course, Steve Dewan Mike. Joining me is TV's Mr. Neil.
Be cool. Stay in school.
Yeah. And we are here to talk more Sonic and Tails and Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog with Robotnik and Grounder and Scratch and all of that Sonic stuff.
I've heard of horse flies, but mule flies?
Hey, Doc, you're a lousy shot. Bet you can't even hit me when I'm standing still. I'm waiting.
We start out with Attack on the Pinball Fortress. Wow, I can't talk. Robotnik has unleashed his stupidity ray on Mobius, knowing that the newly stupefied Mobians will be too brain-dead to stop him. As Sonic and Tails make their way to Robotnik's new lair, the Pinball Fortress, they find themselves competing with Wes Weasley and Sergeant Doberman, both of whom want to capture the stupidity ray for their own purposes. The Sonic segment says... The Sonic Says segment was all about stupidity. Oh my god, this one. Oh boy. Mm-hmm. Wes Weasley's back, that's a good thing.
Yep.
But why is Robotnik dressed as a poor man, Sergeant Slaughter?
I don't know, but he's got the right build for it.
Oh, that's mean.
What? Sarge is kind of tubby. Has been for quite a while. Ever since he got discharged from G.I. Joe for joining General Adnan and Colonel Mustafa in WWF. Oh, God. Yes, that's right. I consider WWF and G.I. Joe canon. Might as well be.
Yeah, everything else is in WWE canon.
The Muppets.
Yep. Hell, even Donald Trump's in that canon.
Yep.
Oh God. We at the close to the end of this one, we had more Mario sound effects again. So I did notice it this time in this episode. I like this. I think it's a fun one. The reason why it makes it fun is honestly Wes Weasley and Sergeant Doberman, the two of them fighting over the stupidity ray. It's kind of a refresher from Scratch and Grounder trying to be the first to get something for Robotnik. So there is that. What did you think of this one?
I thought it was kind of amusing. I did find it to be a little predictable, knowing exactly what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. As soon as you have something called the stupidity ray, you know exactly who's going to get hit with it, i.e. Robotnik. And I love that Scratch got hit with it, but it didn't affect him because he's stupid already.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, let's face it, Scratch and Grounder, well, at times they can be very funny. And also times they can be very annoying. They've never been very smart. I mean,
Scratch and Grounder annoying?
Please, don't. 66 episodes of... Oh, God. Just shoot me now. Don't wait till you get home. Shoot me now. Attack on the Pinball Fortress is interesting. I thought there was going to be more Sonic Spinball in this than there was.
Yeah.
I think there was one tilt joke, but you really have to look for it.
Right.
Because it's like a split second tilt. Overall, it wasn't bad. Like I said, it was enjoyable because of Doberman and Wes Weasley. I like those characters. I almost wish they were more in this show than they are.
Right.
So, any other thoughts on this one?
Not really.
What are you going to give it? I'm going to give it a Even though I love Doberman and Weasley, it's still a 2.5.
Yeah, same here, 2.5.
Yeah. So, mass transit trouble. This has some controversy behind it, apparently.
This has controversy?
Uh-huh.
What, is it the Sea of Ecto-Cooler they're sailing on?
No. According to the great, awesome, infinite knowledge of Wikipedia, again, with grain of salt, take that. Notes, this episode ran for approximately a year and a half before the Oklahoma City bombing forced the episode's withdrawal from circulation. Later, as the incident died down, Toon Disney picked the episode up again, only to have it removed from circulation after about 3 years of airtime due to 9/11. Because in this episode, Mass Transit Trouble, Robotnik threatens to demolish an airport, a lighthouse, and a train station. Sonic is forced to travel to all three places in order to remove the bombs. And for some odd reason, the Sonic Says segment was bicycle safety. Did they even use... They didn't even use a damn bicycle in this episode! Thoughts?
I don't know. Just... You know, the whole controversy thing, it's a non-troversy is what it is, because...
Yeah.
It's like, what, you removed an episode from circulation because it had a bomb in it? Like, all cartoon bad guys use bombs sooner or later. Mm-hmm. They all do terrorist things. I mean, come on. We had G.I. Joe where there were, like, the other faction was a terrorist organization. It's like, God, 90s, you know, already they're starting with the wimpy wussiness of having to pull episodes for real reason.
Okay, but I think the notes for this mean that it was in syndication packaging after the fact of the original air, because it originally aired November 2nd, 1993.
I know that. I'm just saying, just the reactionary thing, like oh, this episode suddenly a controversy, even though people have seen it dozens of times before.
Yeah.
And no one, you know, I didn't even think about that when I watched it. You know, it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, oh, good for you. You took a stand and pulled an episode from circulation because you didn't want someone's fifis getting hurt for some reason. It's such a tiny move that ultimately doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As far as the episode itself, it's middle ground at best.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not horrible. I like the aspect of trying to make Sonic be in three places at once. I think that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
Other than that, I will say Robotnik was trying a little harder on his planning. He did mm-hmm. try a few misdirects, a few red herrings, if you will, kind of thing, where originally they thought they had to go after Scratch and Grounder, and I believe Coconuts is in this one, but it's been a week since I've seen this, so I'm pulling a Neil, folks.
Yeah. There's Sonic Decay. It kind of evaporates after a week.
Yeah, kinda. So overall, like I said, I'm gonna give it a 3. I felt very meh on it, but what about you?
2.5. All
right.
After I just took that big stand for the episode, I'm like,
Yes, folks, we wear flip-flops. Up next is Coach Nick. Oh, God. This is hilarious. Robotnik constructs a pushy robot coach in an attempt to increase Scratch and Grounder's fitness. This leaves Robotnik time to create a football-shaped bomb in order to destroy Sonic. The Sonic Says segment was all about warming up and making sure you exercise before making sure you stretch before you exercise and all that kind of stuff and everything else. That does play into what the episode was, since this technically is, you know, an NFL episode, really.
Mm-hmm.
I like Coach Nick. I think it's fun. I think it's a little funny. I'm going to have to look up and see who the voice of Coach Nick was, because I know that voice. I've heard that voice somewhere.
Yeah. They should have gotten Craig T. Nelson.
Yeah, they, especially with it being the 90s.
Oh, yeah. Would have been timely.
Uh-huh. What did you think of this one?
I thought the premise was hysterical, that Robotnik gets a coach to whip the two robots into shape. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
And it kind of felt like an homage to the Roadrunner. You know, kind of some of the gags were very Roadrunner-esque. You know, like the train tunnel. They paint a mural over it. So they're like, "Where did Sonic go?" And then they hear the train and it runs them over. And as the train goes by, Sonic and Knuckles are riding the train.
Tails. Knuckles is not in this series.
Oh yeah. No.
I know what you meant, but
yeah, great
part. I don't know. Like I said, it's a fun, funny episode. It's one of those episodes that you can, it's probably one of the few that I could go back and watch.
Yeah.
So there is that. Overall, I think I gave it, yeah, I'm gonna give it a 3.5. It's above average, but it's not. It's like in between average and being really good. Again, the voice actor for the character of Coach Nick, I thought was really great. So, what about you? What are you gonna give this one?
I'll give it a 3.5. It's pretty good.
All right. So up next is Untouchable Sonic. God. Sonic comes to the rescue of a town that is held for ransom by Robotnik's crime syndicate. A few scenes from the pilot animation are integrated into this episode. The Sonic Says segment was all about gangs. Okay. Back to the Future 3 much?
Sort of, yeah.
I mean, I love Back to the Future 3, don't get me wrong, but wowza. This is pretty much... yeah. And at least at the end, Sonic got a nooner out of it.
Yeah.
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 What did you think of this one?
Kind of run of the mill, not anything really special as far as I thought. I did notice a lot of Western references. I kind of thought it felt like a episode of Ricochet Rabbit almost.
Yeah.
Ping, ping, ping.
Yep.
Ricochet Sonic.
Yep. That's very true. Yeah, I kind of felt the same way. Well, like I said, the Sonic Says segment, the PSA, was all about staying in school and out of gangs, which at the time this episode aired, that message was very timely, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there are still plenty of gangs out there today, but I don't know. It's just one of those things where, you know, most of the PSAs, sometimes they make sense, sometimes they don't.
No.
And this one kind of does because of Robotnik's protection squad thing. Scratch and Grounder were funny in this. I liked them in this. But overall, very meh episode. I'll give it a 2.5. What about you?
Yeah, the thing about the protection racket, that's almost like... I know it's set in Western times, but it's actually more of a reference to, like, Al Capone and stuff like that. Those, like, pay us money and we'll make sure nobody throws a brick through your window, especially not us. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'll give it, like, I guess I'll give it a 2.5, just average.
Yeah. All right, up next is Super Robotnik. A chemical accident caused by coconuts ends up giving superpowers to Robotnik, who quickly uses them to threaten Mobius's world leaders and publicly humiliate Sonic. However, Robotnik isn't completely invincible, and Sonic must find a way to exploit the weak chink in Robotnik's newfound powers in an Olympic-style gladiator match, and the Sonic Says segment was all about chemicals in the home. Can you say a backwards-ass version of Super Koopa?
Somewhat, although a more well-executed version of it.
Yeah, kind of. I like this. I think it's fun, but at the same time, do they really have to make his butt the weak spot? Really? Seriously?
Haven't you noticed the butt jokes with him by now?
Oh, like, yes.
His butt is prominently featured in every episode.
I know. But you'd think after this point they would get tired of the same old butt jokes.
Nah, you never get tired of that. And I don't know if you noticed this, but this episode is one that where the animation is a little bit better than most of the other episodes. The is particularly in how the characters seem to have volume. Like there's a little more 3D-ness to them, a little more depth. So the biased artist in me is going to rate this a bit higher than most other episodes, I'm afraid. Just because I really enjoyed the animation in this. I like the artwork.
Yeah.
They clearly had the A-team on this one.
I pity the fool that doesn't like this cartoon.
Not that A-team.
That's funny. You leave that A-team alone. That A-team is the best A-team. I love that show. Hey, at least I didn't reference the movie. Everybody hates the movie.
Oh.
The movie wasn't, for what it is, it wasn't bad. It wasn't horrible. It wasn't the worst movie that ever came out. There are plenty far worse. Yeah, the animation in this was done very well. And I think the reason why it was done very well is because the focus was on the superpowers and his weakness in his ass. So, they put a damn cushion on it while he's flying. I just can't. Oh my god. Like, seriously. I kind of understand why they made his butt the joke of the episode with being the weakness and whatever, because if I remember correctly, when he got dunked in the tank, pretty much all of his upper torso got soaked. Mm-hmm. And I know he did eventually fall in all the way, you would think, if you're sitting in a vat of chemicals, that every part of your body is going to, get superpowers. And I'm kind of glad that we didn't, and of course this series comes way, way later on Cartoon Network, I'm kind of glad Robotnik didn't have power poots like Johnny Test, because holy crap, that would be some fiery, fiery shit.
That's what happens if you eat too many chili dogs.
So instead of running, all Sonic has to do is fart his way to the finish line.
He'd have a different kind of runs.
Oh, alrighty then. What are you going to rate this one?
I'll give it a 4, just for the animation alone.
Okay, I'm gonna give it a 3.5. I did very much laugh at it. I thought it was really funny. I was hoping that he would make a Super Bugs reference at some point, but he didn't. Anyway. All right, folks. Quick episode this week, but next week we have the Chaos Emerald arc. We're going to take a quick break, get to some ads and some other stuff, and we'll close the show after this.
Decian, the superhero webcomic. Decian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, comedy, mayhem, and more, read it now at Decian.com. DASIEN.com.
We brought the entire convention center to the brink of an intergenre geek war.
Okay, Michael, if we're going to tackle this podcast thing, we've got to do something really special. It has to be cool, daily, in audio form, and undetectable by radar. Something that screams summer. I know, let's do a Phineas and Ferb review podcast. We'll call it the Podcast Organization Without a Cool Acronym, or PALCA for short. What do you think?
I think if we're not careful, Candace is going to bust us.
You can find PALCA on the Geekcast Radio Network, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all of the other methods you find podcasts.
We'll give you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
It's Showtime Synergy. The latest review podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network is here. So join TFG1 Mike, Nicole Hailstorm, and myself, Lady Wreck, as we will be reviewing all 65 episodes of Joe and the Holograms in a 25-episode-long podcast. You can find Showtime Synergy on iTunes and GeekCastRadio.com. We are the truly outrageous podcast that you want to be listening to.
We are back. In today's episodes, most of them were kind of either average or below average. There's a couple that were above average, like Kochnik and Super Robotnik. What are you thinking of the series at this point?
It has its ups and downs. I seem to have a little more fun this week just because I don't know why. It just felt like the episodes that were the couple weeks before were I was either getting fatigued or they just weren't as funny or just really dull and not interesting, whereas I had a little more fun this week, even though I scored off most of them average.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think that they're kind of fitting into a mold that the show has been in, and you know, it's, you know, Robotnik does something, Sonic has to stop him, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you could open the episode where, you know, Sonic and Tails are just resting in the Whispering Woods, and then Sonic or Robotnik comes out of his fright zone and attacks them, but. But, I mean, it's one of those things where this week's episodes, you know, like I said, a couple of them were really, really fun. Yeah, that's going to do it for us. Where can the people find you online, sir?
Decian.com, my superhero webcomic. Also, I have a fictional Twitter account, P. Lynn Bailey. That's Parker, who she sometimes posts funny things and sometimes updates for the comic. On Facebook, you can find me facebook.com/raving.hipster. That's my catch-all Facebook account where I just post random stuff about video games and cartoons or whatever I'm thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it.
That Super NES Classic is going to be a bitch to find. God.
Well, depending on when this airs, it probably already is.
Yeah. Probably is. Alright, you can find me at TFG1 Mike on Twitter, also at Geekcast Radio for all the network updates. Go to geekcastradio.com for all the other podcasts that we at the network do. Cinema Geeks, Movie Week in Review, The Pull Bag, Geekcast Radio, Alter Geek, all that good stuff, Tooncast Beyond. We will catch you next week for the Chaos Emeralds arc here inside Pixels in the Animation. See you later!